Good morning.
Let's start off the morning.
Come on.
This morning we're going to see Christ the Lord is risen today.
By the beautiful good news of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and drawn by this beautiful morning. Our prayers, I guess, did not keep us warm, but did it keep us dry. We're thankful for a beautiful morning of weather today, and that we all could join together in this way. Special thanks also to everyone here from Chimney Rock State Park who has made this happen once again. What a great opportunity to have the glory of nature lift up the glory of its creator for us this morning. So if you will, join with me as we bow in prayer to open the service, and then we'll have a scripture reading from Pastor Albert Thomas. Our Lord, for all of us, I pray that you will help us now to calm and quiet our hearts, like a child quiet with its mother, and like a watchman waiting for the morning. There's been hustle and bustle already. Just to get here and get to this moment takes a lot of work. On the part of staff, on the part of volunteers, even on the part of the people who would get up this morning and drive to this place to enjoy this moment. So Lord, we pray that we would enjoy it, that we would notice the nature around us, that we would notice the consistent gifts that you give to us on a daily basis. But yes, now also to remember what we remember here in a special way once a year, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope that reaches beyond the grave and joy that is found on Easter morning. So we dedicate this time to you, our hearts to you, our love and our worship to you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Because we live, face tomorrow, because he lives. Oh, he is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance that shall face uncertainty because he lives.
If you do know it, and have it memorized by heart that way. Otherwise, it will simply be the opening prayer for also the short message I have for us this morning. So, let us bow our heads together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I want you to think for a moment about power. We think a lot about power these days with our vehicles, especially electric vehicles, different kinds of ways that we want to power our grid. And power is one of those things we like to ignore until that moment when it goes out, which happens maybe too often for some of us here in the gorge living in the mountains. I remember a book I read some time ago. It's somewhat well known for its political connection, but it has a very simple fact right at the center of its plot. It's Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged. It's a philosophical book. You don't need to read it necessarily. But the main plot point is that someone has discovered a way to have endless power. This power in particular has tapped into the atmospheric movements of jet streams and the actual literal turning of the planet itself. Imagine if it weren't just wind or fossil fuels or any other way that we might get some kind of power or electricity, but that it was the Earth's rotation that was defining our time of power. Well, Well, today I want to suggest to you that you should see in the resurrection of Christ a kind of power that is offered to his people that never runs out, that never grows short, that never weakens, and never fails you. I want to give you a message here today. I know here we are standing around. We're not writing with notes. We don't have overhead projectors. It's another way, in this way, to encounter God's word. And I think you can have a little simple idea out of the title. Look and live. Look and live is what I hope is what leaves with you today, echoing in your ears. We're going to hear a few verses from the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, and then how Jesus quotes them in John chapter 3. In the book of Numbers, you may remember a surprising story of how the children of Israel, wandering in the desert, complained against the Lord. This is what's recorded for us in Numbers 21, starting in verse 4. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Eden, and the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many of the people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against his anointed. Pray to the Lord that you take away the serpent from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone, when he is bitten, when he sees it, he shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. As we remember a story, there are certain things that stand out from us. For example, today, you won't remember every detail today, but you'll remember it's cold, clear, and you'll remember the loved ones you have with you. You'll remember a few things about the service. And when the children of Israel would tell this story, when they would read the Old Testament time and time again, when they would share what happened in the desert in the book of Numbers, they would remember, we looked and we lived. There were some, perhaps, who still in obstinacy or pride refused to look. It would, in a sense, be the easiest thing to do. The easiest thing to do right now is to look around you, to look up at the rock, to look at the sunrise. And yet, when it comes as a matter of a promise or even a command or requirement, look at the bronze serpent and you will live, no doubt for some, it became the hardest thing to do. Wishing that there were not actually a word from the Lord to be obeyed, but something that he or she could accomplish in order to make his own salvation. They look and they live. It is interesting that at the very beginning of this story, they actually speak against the Lord and say, "We don't have any food." But then they actually say, "But we despise this worthless food." So perhaps you've even done that before. It's almost like a toddler coming up to the table, although in a way, we have to look at our own hearts and see what we can do to take off the toddler. Because you say, "Lord, I don't have any food. I'm not surprised. This has not done anything for me. And I don't even like the food that you have given." And then immediately, when they are bitten by the fiery serpent, the venomous serpent, they recognize their sin. In this way, the serpent is actually a mercy. It's a mercy that they would so quickly come to Moses, it says in verse 7, "We have sinned. We have spoken against the Lord." You might say there are two kinds of people in the world. Those who are offended that God would ever judge them, and those who are offended that they would ever judge God. And today I want to invite you to be part of that second group. And also to rejoice at the fact that God has taken the judgment upon himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus has paid that very debt. This is why Jesus, in reaching back into his memory and into the memory of the Pharisee, the man Nicodemus he's speaking with in John chapter 3, will touch upon this story from Numbers 21. And in John 3, starting in verse 13, he says, "No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." That is, Jesus comes from heaven and can bear witness about those things. And he says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." In other words, Jesus is saying, if you look, you will live. Just as the serpent was lifted up and became a sign, yes, of sin, it became equally a sign of salvation. And so the cross standing behind me was the instrument of death on Good Friday, but empty, it was an instrument of life here on Easter Sunday morning. Look and live. I want to encourage you with this fact as well. Many of you know John 3:16 by heart, perhaps. And hopefully you knew already that this was the very context. This is what Jesus actually has in mind going into that famous verse. He has just said that the Son of Man might be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. And that's confusing. Nicodemus saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And let us not forget today why it is that we gather, why it is that the people of Christ have gathered for over 2,000 years every single Lord's Day, and certainly once every year to celebrate the Festival of the Resurrection. It is to remind the world that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. So I hope you leave thinking about looking and living. There might be one other thing that you think of. You might also think about the fact that the cross in that way, just like the serpent lifted up in the wilderness, was a strange and surprising sign also of their sin, of the cost that needed to be paid, but that had been paid by someone else. And also, secondly, you might say, they continue looking. I know many of you, of course, here are believers coming from various churches around the area. Let us remember, as those who are following Christ, we don't ever somehow change away from the plan of salvation. We don't somehow graduate from the gospel. We continue to look and live. No doubt this was some kind of paralysis that was taking over the people in the book of Numbers. They've been bitten by a snake. But can you imagine someone who's been looking up at it and began to feel tingling and feeling once again in the left leg, but turned away and didn't continue looking until the right leg was healed as well? Continue looking at Christ. See and savor the Lord Jesus Christ today. Look and live. Our God, we ask that you will cause us not just to come to a place like this or go through motions of Easter Sunday or enjoy the glory of a place like Chimney Rock State Park, but cause us to feast on the Creator and the Savior of the world. Cause us to reach out and grab a hold of you with a heart of faith. Cause us to do what can be so hard if we're caught by a heart of crime, but it's also so easy if we're humbly coming to you to look and to live. Thank you, Lord, that today you have overcome the grave. Thank you, Lord, that there is a hope that reaches beyond whatever troubles we bring with us today. Lord, in a group this size, we could share for hours and hours the different triumphs and the different pains that are going on. Thank you that your gospel is big enough and deep enough for all of us today. Thank you that the grave is overcome and therefore no problem will finally defeat us in death as well as its sin. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
without a light. From heaven you came riding. There was mercy in your eyes. To fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word. From a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt.
Oh,
see the sun.